Republicans in charge of writing the 2003 Texas budget said making changes to CHIP eligibility saved $300 million because it more quickly removed children from the rolls if their families had an increase in income and became ineligible for coverage. Democrats like Houston State Representative Garnett Coleman have contended that the cuts didn't need to be made and didn't actually help shrink the budget.
What it's really about, it's not about the budget, it's about a philosophy that government should not provide health care for children or for anybody. And that's the issue here. It's not a budget issue.
He says the health care bill's restrictions on removing any kids from CHIP make him breathe a little easier, with what could be a $15 billion budget hole awaiting lawmakers next year. But conservatives say it's exactly those kinds of provisions that restrict local control when dealing with a budget shortfall.
It will definitely have an impact. Everything that the federal government does to limit the options that states have in dealing with their own budget and dealing with those who are eligible for the different programs has an impact.
Arlene Wolgemuth is executive director of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. She says the bill will cost Texas about $24 billion in the first 10 years because of growth in Medicaid. The Congressional Budget Office says the cost will be closer to $1.4 billion, with some of that cost coming from long eligible families finally signing up.
So as more people are enrolled that are currently eligible because of all of the information going out about everyone now must have insurance, well, they're going to turn to Medicaid and they're going to get enrolled and the state is going to be assuming the state's portion of it.
The federal government will pay for all the costs in the health care bill until 2017, but Wolgemuth thinks the state could be on the hook to pay for some transition costs as the state gets ready to offer insurance through the bill's new health care exchanges. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.